Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that checklists save time. When you maintain a list of what you need to do on various occasions, you increase your efficiency, and you are far less likely to drop the ball. I have 5 children, and moving a family of 7 anywhere involves a lot of logistics. If I just packed randomly for trips, we would inevitably forget something important. So, for our journeys, I have written out checklists of what we need to bring. Swim diapers, bottles, bug spray, goggles, headphones, identification documents. I am not saying the packing or traveling has always gone perfectly, but we generally manage to get where we're going without needing to check bags. And I define packing for 7 people for a week in a couple of carry-ons as success. I also use checklists when I am planning my weeks. I have a number of ongoing projects. So as I plan my weeks on Friday afternoons, I go through the checklist to make sure I have listed something for each project. It is hard to forget producing a daily podcast. But what am I doing to promote my upcoming book, Tranquility by Tuesday? By putting that category on my planning checklist, I will put something on the schedule for the week. A lot of people read Atul Gawande's bestseller, The Checklist Manifesto. He wrote about how important it was in fields like medicine for people not to rely on memory. If you need to do 7 things before a medical procedure, make a checklist and check them off. This reduces errors tremendously. In the case of checklists like Apgar scores, you can immediately see which babies need more attention. But checklists are great in far less complex situations. The beauty of a checklist is that you just work your way through what you need to do without wasting time deciding what's the next thing or racking your brain about what you are forgetting. You don't need to worry so much about dropping balls because all the balls you need are spelled out. You can decide that you don't need to do something, but that is an active choice rather than one of omission. So think if there are areas in your life where a checklist might help. One obvious one is meetings. I was recently visiting a company where there was a poster on the wall with a checklist about what each meeting was supposed to include. Among other things, you had to identify who were the decision makers. You had to identify the decision being made. Does that sound like extra labor when you are just marching to your 2 o'clock, your 3 o'clock, your 4 o'clock? Well, that is somewhat the point. If you are planning to devote an hour of your precious time on this planet to something, you want to make sure it is worthy of it. I am not a big fan of meetings that are just about the status of projects. Is everyone still doing their jobs? But if you are going to have such meetings, checklists are great here too. You want to come out of these meetings knowing exactly where things stand, what is left to do, and who is responsible for it. Working through a checklist of project parts will help make sure this is all clear. When you identify a checklist that could be helpful for you, start by jotting down the tasks you think you need to do in the order you think you usually do them. Then, the next time you are in a position to use that checklist, consider it a draft. Work your way through it and also add items as needed. Shift the order to reflect what you typically do or what makes the most sense. It may take a few uses before you get your checklist the way you want it. But once you're happy with your checklist, keep using it. That means looking at it. Don't assume you have internalized it. Save yourself the mental effort of thinking about what you need to do and the stress of hoping you have done everything you need to. Instead, just work through your checklist, knowing you are doing exactly what you need to be doing at that moment. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.